Well, welcome to Mato Moon for another edition here. I'm Mr. Mumbles. Here until dawn. Whenever, I think it's daylight savings time kicks in this weekend, so remember that too. Tonight, since it's, well, International Women's Day, it's literally just passed, like minutes ago, I'm going to have a chance to replay too much. Quite frankly, I find this being a bit of a sausage party whenever, as the saying goes. I'm going to play a lot more, actually exclusively, female-fronted punk rock and such for the entire 6 hours. So just sit back and just let it roll. Here in CKW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Check it. There's no one left to hear.
You're listening to the Moon, coming to you from CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Can say the car. Ostanak Western prices for their food. Naturally, starving countries can't afford this, especially when their government takes the best first. The Western governments have plenty of money. They tax us on our income, and they tax us on what we buy. They take the money we've worked for and use it to buy arms. They would rather be able to destroy the world 12 instead of 10 times over than transport surplus food to those who die. Indeed, they become ill through obesity. Must we tolerate these obscenities? And soon even we may be starving because of their taxes. Some people don't see the connections between big business and distraction. The biggest murder is the McDonald's. Not only do they breed and slaughter millions of cattle, great rainforests are pulled down to make way for grazing ground. This destroys hundreds of unique species each time, not to mention the fact that we need the trees to produce oxygen for the planet. Many birds in North America migrate to these forests, and arriving and finding land forests, they die. The dropping population of birds means more insects, and the Americans' only answer to that is pesticide. We all know about factories who manufacture pesticide. You know about Union Carbide. They're an American company who set up dangerous plants where if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter. Nearly 3,000 Indians are now dead due to their callousness. Thousands of strokes and injuries that will never heal. Innocent people who have done nothing, whose life is not easy. Why? So America can steal food from the starving millions. Nearly all big business is based on exploitation of the worst kinds. Cosmetic companies use dead animals to make their products, then poison many more by feeding it to them, with the end result of encouraging sexism by convincing men and women to look the same as each other. Advertising promotes this, and advertising of any kind usually portrays women as a sex object only, there to be raped. Drug companies like Roche and ICI claim to invent new drugs to cure imagined diseases. Thousands die at the hands of their useless research. They tried to make drugs to cure heart disease, which was originally caused by the sufferer eating meat and dairy products to excess. In who cares? Other companies who make machinery and domestic appliances, like Thorny MI, also make defense gadgetry. British Aerospace specialise in fighters in favour of passenger jets. Governments pay more for weaponry than domestic consumers pay for domestic items. That's why many, many companies worldwide plan on the defense orders. Some would go bankrupt without them. The final industry, uranium mining, sponsored in Britain by Aussies, plunders the landscape, kills the wildlife, exploits the natives, and gives them cancer. The product makes bombs to kill all and is used for nuclear. That produces waste which can be pumped into the sea in Cumbria. Deformed babies and children dying of leukemia are coincidences, we are told. How many more lies must we listen to?